Hello, friends, and welcome back to Divine Chaos. Today, I would like to talk to you about the topic of how to connect to all love. It's that experience that sometimes feels very elusive. It's like, how do we get in that place of feeling the bliss, of feeling the peace, of this divine connection of knowing that all love is right here for us in each moment? It's a joyful, blissful, peaceful state. And though it also, given that we're living in this experience of constant challenges and ego dominance, it can be difficult to figure out, how do I get there? And, you know, sometimes we end up looking in all the wrong places. It was kind of a funny metaphor that occurred to me as I was going to look for my computer just to record this morning. I looked on the chair next to my table, which is where I often set it. I didn't see it there. I looked in my office, didn't see it there, so I thought, oh, I must have left it downstairs, which is where I usually record. Came down here, no computer. It just wasn't any of the places I was looking. So I went back upstairs, retraced my steps, looked in my office again, looked on the chair next to my table. Nope, computer's not there. Then I looked up. It's on the table. It was right there in front of me. But I had been looking in all the wrong places, and then I just did not see it. It was right in front of me, and I did not see it. And that, for me, is the metaphor that fits perfectly to learning how to connect with love. We look outside ourselves, outside of our feelings. We look to circumstances for finding that peace, that blissful connection, the joy, the peace of life that we crave, and forget that it's within us and that it's through our feelings. The treasure is truly within us. It's not out there. It's within us. And I am constantly reminded of that these days. I received a really wonderful freeing message just the other day, and I've been wanting to get to recording so I could share it with all of you. But this morning I woke up and just wasn't feeling that connection. I was feeling some kind of block, some kind of heaviness. And finally it dawned on me, I really need to sit and meditate and be still and let go. And so I pulled up the Calma meditation that I have on my website. That's kind of my tried and true one. That's where love itself first met me, and the lessons love itself first taught me about first coming into the presence of love, acknowledging that love is there, and then opening your heart to receive love's presence. And making space is the next M in that Calma meditation. Making space to accept your worthiness. Somewhere in there, as I was meditating and allowing myself to just breathe and be, let the mind be still, so often that's when the grief that's kind of been blocking me starts to release, starts to unlock. And I was realizing, you know, the emotion just came. I'm grieving my mother who's receiving nursing care, and she's 90. She's just been miserable. And realizing there's nothing I can do to make her, help her be happy, to help her not be miserable. And I just needed to cry. I just needed to let my feelings out and bring that grief to love. And that was the very clear block that was keeping me from receiving love's presence. For me, I notice, and I think this is true for so many of us, when we have blocked emotions, once we kind of let that logjam go, once we allow ourselves to lean into the emotions, that's where we can begin to recognize the judge. For me, you know, I'm blocking my worthiness to receive and to join with all love when I think I should be able to fix this. Like, if I were worthy, I could help this person be happy. If I were worthy of all love's presence, then I could first fix this. And since I can't fix whatever situation this is, or help this person be happy, or who knows, you know, there's just constant ego messages of what we should do, right? Then if we're not living up to those ego standards, we end up believing then that we are unworthy, and that unworthiness also then blocks us from allowing ourselves to join with love's presence. So it really is about allowing ourselves to be still and have the feelings and let the feelings move through us, so that then we begin to discover within us that love itself is waiting within us to remind us that we are worthy always of rejoining, of remembering love's presence and our union that we share with all love. So it was in that space of beginning to make room to accept that I'm worthy of love's presence, and because I can't change the circumstances around me in my small ego self, that doesn't make me unworthy. And then the paradox comes as we allow ourselves to accept our worthiness, forgive ourselves for all the judgment we hold over ourselves. We're then able to merge with all love. We're then able to remember all love, love itself, God, Source. We're one with all of that. We come back into remembering our union with all love. And in that place, then we can join with all power. You know, in that place, I'm able to say, when my mother is ready, may she accept all love and happiness for herself. And I lift that up to the power of all love, not my small self trying to fix it, but into the power of all love. And that was what allowed me to come back and remember the peace of and presence of all love here with me in this moment, that I could share this message I wanted to bring to you, which again is honestly just another way of saying what I just said. So it's kind of interesting as I think about it, but I'm going to read this to you and then we will unpack it a little bit further. But I would invite you, before I start, to just for a moment consider if there is something gripping on your heart, some block, some ego message, some judge that might be pulling you away from feeling the peace and bliss of being with love. Just to note it there, whatever that might be. And this is what love shared with me just a couple days ago. Come again, dear one. Come again into this holy instant. Out of the facade of time that deceives your truth, your home and me. Come again to simply breathe with me. The ego, of course, would lead you to forget me and your home with me. That was its design, And yet, take heart. You are wise to it. You see it now. You watch its antics, and you're starting to see the insanity of this game it plays with you. Ironically, the game you yourself have been playing with you. You yourself realize now that you have grown enough. You have learned what you set out to learn. And now you're ready to let the game be set aside. Its adventure complete. You have found home with me. Now you simply choose in each moment. Do I want to stay in the game, following the ego path from one challenge to the next? Or do I simply decline and rest here in the holy instant, where all love surrounds me and fills me, where I am fed and led to a new and joyous adventure in the realm of pure love, where the union of all love fuels my heart and brings to me that which exceeds the ego comprehension. For it has been a small and limited game. And though the lessons of love, forgiveness, truth, and guiltlessness are precious lessons that have well equipped you to life in the realm of all love, you are the wise one now. Will you now accept your truth and live in me, free of the ego's game? Will you allow the power of all love to make its home in you? Will you join the happy dance that is my will for you? Put down the smallness of the ego's playing piece. Step back from the game and be. Claim your joy and freedom in me, my beloved child of all love. It's time to live free of time. It's now. The game is over when you say so. I so loved that metaphor. For me, I can see myself, I'm looking at like a board game, and I can see myself like physically moving this little piece around this board game, constantly following the ego's, you know, bidding, like, oh, now you should worry about this. Now there's this hurdle you have to jump through. Now you need to figure out how to fix this. Now there's this big issue or loss that you need to focus on. You know, just nonstop. It kind of reminds me of like my dogs when they see squirrel, you know, they're just like right away, they just go running toward the squirrel. And that's what we do with the ego's temptations, to just go from one distraction to another that constantly pulls us away from the truth of who we are. Many would say, and this is what I've learned and I'm getting, you know, clearer and clearer from in A Course in Miracles and from messages from love itself, this really all is like a game that we have chosen to play to learn these lessons. Some call it like a simulation game, or I think I've alluded to it from the standpoint of, I think this kind of like this grand immersion experience, like we've created all of our, you know, senses, our sight, our smell, our physical touch, everything is just perpetuating this game and keeping us having the experience of separation. When all along our highest selves, our souls, are always home and safe with love itself. So we get to like notice when we're picking up the ego piece, and now we can put it down and step back from the game and go, oh, wait a minute, do I want to keep following the voice of the ego Or do I want to allow myself to listen for the voice of love itself? In this message, love says, come again into this holy instant, out of the facade of time that deceives your truth, your home in me. Love is saying, even time is an illusion. And when we come into the holy instant, when we simply breathe here, now with love, that's where we step out of the illusion of time. That's where we have access to remembering our connection with all love. It says the ego, of course, would lead you to forget me in your home with me. That was its design. And yet, take heart, you're wise to it. You're seeing it now. You're watching its antics. You're starting to see the insanity of this game it plays with you. Ironically, the game you yourself have been playing with you. And that's the thing there. Our higher selves, our souls, chose to have this experience of life and separation. We're playing this game with ourselves until we allow ourselves to wake up and go, oh, okay, wait, I'm still home with love. I never needed to leave. I just wanted to have this experience. And though the lessons that we're learning come through the feelings, come through allowing ourselves to feel the feelings, like I needed to go through the grief, the sadness that I couldn't help, that I can't make things better for my mom. I can do only so much. I certainly can do lots of things, but ultimately I can't be responsible for her happiness. So this lesson of forgiveness I've needed to learn, forgiving myself for recognizing I'm worthy even when I can't fix the things I think I should fix. And who knows, it kind of makes me wonder, did I kind of set this up with my mother's higher self even before coming into form to say, this is a lesson I want to learn. I want to know that I want to learn to forgive myself and love myself and realize I need to let everyone take their own journey. So I'll let you, you know, maybe she agreed to be my teacher in this lesson. The love saying, you've learned what you've set out to learn. And now you're ready to let the game be set aside. It's adventure complete. You have found home with me. You know, I have. I've had so many moments, and I think we all have, but we're still getting through like the fog of dissociating, you know, of coming in to accept the reality of it. But we all have moments when we remember our oneness. And it could be in meditation, it could be in prayer, could be looking at an amazing vastness of a colorful sky or the ocean. We all have moments where we remember we are one with all love. But, you know, we just keep getting distracted every day with a new ego distraction, right? But love saying, you know, you have found home. Now you can choose in each moment. Do I want to keep following these ego messages? Do I want to stay in this game and keep being distracted and pulled away from love? Or could I simply decline and rest here in the holy instant? I have to say, there's a little argument I would take up with love itself. It's not always such a simple decline of, you know, no, I don't really want to play this game. I needed to have the feelings. I needed to bring the grief to love so that I could say, yes, I want to be here with love itself again. I want to decline this message the ego is telling me that I'm unworthy of being with love. Love says, do I want to stay in the ego game, following its path from one challenge to the next, or do I simply decline and rest here in the holy instant, where all love surrounds me and fills me, where I am fed and led to a new and joyous adventure in the realm of pure love, where the union of all love fills and fuels my heart and brings to me that which exceeds the ego comprehension. For it has been a small and limited game. So love is, though, saying it is through the portal also of the holy instant, of that moment where we just step out of time, let our minds be still, and come into the present to just breathe with love. And that's what I needed to do. I had to step out of my mind and intentionally sit to meditate and let go of the ego messages, so I could first feel my feelings without interference from the ego of what I need to fix or do. I needed to let them move through me so that I could find that love was waiting there within me to say, you are so loved, you are so worthy. And yet we're learning valuable lessons. It says, for it has been a small and limited game, and though the lessons of love and forgiveness, truth and guiltlessness are precious lessons that have well equipped you to life in the realm of all love. So there is such value in learning forgiveness, acceptance, release of all judgment, of remembering our guiltlessness. And that equips us to join in this dance with all love, in the realm of pure love. We're getting wiser to it. And I think that is what this whole awakening is about. We're all starting to see it. Will you now accept your truth and live in me, free of the ego's game? Will you allow the peace of all love to make its home in you? Will you join the happy dance that is my will for you? Put down the smallness of the ego's playing piece. Step back from the game and claim your joy and freedom in me, my beloved child of all love. It's time to live free of the game of time. It's over when we get to say, okay, we're done. And I think that is how, you know, we keep practicing this over and over so that we can keep clearing ourselves of the layers of self-judgment, the judgment that keeps us from remembering that we are home, that we are safe, that all love is here with us. So that more and more we can dwell in this place of letting love lead us and trusting in the love that is here for us. This love itself, all love that lives beyond form, really wants to join with us in this dance so that we have a partnership instead of we're just going to figure it all out on our own. You know, I had a happy synchronicity that occurred to me. I think I shared on my YouTube channel at the Heart's Way 23 is a YouTube channel that I'd had this really cool vision. I had asked all love, can you tell me as we're all awakening, can you tell me what the new earth would look like? Could you give me some kind of a vision of what that would look like? And as I was falling asleep, this vision came to me. I just it's been so cool. I've been given these visions that I'm just realizing that's kind of how Love Beyond Form is teaching me. And this vision showed up of, I don't know who it was Dorothy or the witch or the good witch, the bad witch, I'm not sure. All I saw were somebody's feet in the ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz. And right away, I knew that the message was, in the new earth, you're going to know you can go home whenever you want to. You can come and go. There's going to be a direct link and open communication. And honestly, that's what this message is saying. Whenever we want, we can recognize we don't have to keep playing this game anymore. And the cool synchronicity that came up that I think love itself, Love Beyond Form, brought to me is that I just started reading a new book. And on the second page of her book, I kid you not, this is like a week after I received this vision, she's giving reference to The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy and the Red Slippers and saying, here we didn't realize we could go home all along. The same reference. It was just beautiful. I've not seen anybody else here in the last, I don't know, 20 years in my life use that reference. So just a wonderful reminder of Love Beyond Form saying, yes, that's it. We can return. We can exit this game anytime we choose to now. Anytime we allow ourselves to kind of move through the portal of our feelings that we need to bring to love so that we can remember all love is right here with us, wanting to join us and guide us in this dance. We don't have to work so hard anymore. We will be guided through loving spirit impulses and intuition within us as we learn to tune in and allow love itself to join us in this creative dance. So I invite you today to consider noticing the ego and recognizing you have a choice. Maybe I want to step back from the game. Maybe I want to put the ego piece down. Maybe I want to commit to doing what it takes to move the feelings through me, to let the blocks go, so I can remember my worthiness to join with all love that is always here for me, always loving me. May you find that peace and that bliss in this day. Thank you for joining me, my friends.